It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9 and 98.5, the pig, mypigradio.com, or the app. It's simply My Pig Radio, powered by Red River Credit Union.
Cool.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We got a special guest today.
That's right. Camille Wrinkle from Harvest Texarkana is here, and boy, there's not much... We can't.
Seen the video.
I don't know if there's a better organization around than Harvest Texarkana as far as importance for what you're doing.
And it's feeding people
or helping to feed people, getting the food out to the people that need them. Jeff was mentioning Mission Texarkana is one of the organizations that benefit from the things that you guys do.
Yeah. Another great organization, and we're lucky to partner with so many great organizations here in Texarkana that we really just enhance what each other's doing.
Yeah, for people that have heard about Harvest Texarkana, and they get the fact, well, food, yeah, but what is it actually that you guys do?
Okay, so the way that works, it's kind of like we need a flow chart.
Yeah.
But really, we are the Feeding America Food Bank for this 10-county area. In
10-county area. Okay.
Yes, 9 counties in Arkansas and Bowie County as well.
Uh-huh.
And what we do is we kind of serve as the distribution center for hunger relief and for food, and then we serve pantries
right. That
are members of us, or they get food through us, and that includes church pantries, shelters, soup kitchens, women's shelters, all kinds of organizations, senior centers.
Mm-hmm.
That get food through us for their programs and outreach to their communities. And that's how we're able to reach, you know, an area of 55,000 people who are struggling with hunger.
So you're helping out so many different organizations that are helping out so many different people. So it kind of trickles down.
Exactly,
from the top, and you guys are at the top of it. Specifically, you were talking about the importance, and I can understand this, children and elderly people can be the most vulnerable people that we have for various different reasons, obviously. But the backpack program that you got going that is so important to children who otherwise may struggle to get a good meal when they're not in school, right?
Right. Well, you know, and the biggest reason why these two populations are the most vulnerable is because they're not earning their own income. They're dependent on another source of income to put groceries on the table. And the childhood program is so important to us. You know, over 25% of those we serve are under the age of 18, and another 25% are the seniors. So
okay. Over
half of the people we serve are in those two brackets.
And sometimes you said they're in the same household.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I was at a mobile pantry yesterday in Stamps where we take food and do a direct distribution right there in a rural community.
Uh-huh.
I got to visit as I was handing out boxes to a lady who has her two grandchildren that she and her husband are raising.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is at a time when you think that, you know, you're over the hump.
Right.
You know, not that you're going to be, you know, starting over or having more mouths to feed.
And more responsibility.
More responsibility. Again. That's why our school programs are so important. Our backpack for kids, where we send children home over the weekend,
mm-hmm,
with food in their backpack in a bag to get them.
And we're talking about good nutrition.
Yeah.
Too. I mean, it's...
This is why we don't do food drives for
right. This
program, because we want everybody to get good, nutritious food. And we're talking about, it's all kid-friendly, pop-top.
You got to have that. I know that.
Chef Boyardee, raviolis, cereal bars, cereal bowls. They get two entree items, two breakfast items, shelf-stable milk and juice. And, of course, a couple of snacks to go in there, too. These are kids. But it's nutritious items.
Rice Krispie treat or something.
Absolutely.
Right. And they're kid-friendly because you never know where these children, they never know sometimes where they're going to be on the
mm-hmm.
on the weekend. That's just a sad fact. So they've got this kind of hidey stash of items
good.
In their backpack that they might have their backpack with them wherever they go. So.
And you said that you kind of expanded it to a little bit older children.
Right. For many years, we just did elementary aged uh-huh. kids with the backpack program. Now we've expanded it to middle, junior high school,
good.
And even a couple of college pantries.
And
these are set
Eagle,
up.
You were talking about the Eagle pantry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you from here?
I am from here. Born and raised.
Where'd you go to school?
Went to Texarkana, Arkansas schools.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents moved to Ashdown
okay.
when I was in high school.
So you
finished out in Ashdown.
A panther,
that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And tell us.
I was laughing about Camille because I was thinking to myself, because she was laughing. She was saying, I kind of like coming in just a little bit earlier. It's not so hectic. And I thought about, come on in about 5 when I come in. It's really nice out there. You got the whole road to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, it's laid back. Nothing going on at 5 o'clock in the morning. So you're from here. Yes. What about your parents?
They are.
Who's your mama and daddy?
George and Nancy Coker.
Yeah.
George?
Hey, yeah.
Is it the George I'm thinking about?
I think it is. Yeah.
Is it George Coker?
Yeah.
It might be.
It's the one and only.
I know him. He's a good guy.
I think he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's a keeper.
I like him.
Yeah.
I know him and George.
Yeah. It's a small area, and we're all tied together a lot more than we know.
We are.
So when we can come together for a cause, and I think more than anything, you know, I try to eat every day.
It's a good thing.
Several
times a day.
Most people do.
You know, I try to eat every day. You eat every day.
Most, yeah.
Same? Some folks don't.
I know.
Some folks don't eat for a couple of days. Some folks may only get that one meal that day. And Harvest Texarkana Food Bank supports so many different organizations, not just our shelters that deal with the homeless population, our Mission Texarkana, but you've got so many different programs going on with church groups, pantries. It's such a huge operation.
There's a lot of branches to it.
It really is. How many folks make up your organization? Just a guesstimate with volunteers. Not enough, I know, but still.
Last year, and this is from individuals that came in one time to groups that come in repeatedly, we had over 500 volunteers.
500 volunteers.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And thousands of volunteer hours that they put in. But we could not do what we do if we didn't have it.
But listen now, and when you think about this, you had 500 people come, and there's more than 1,000 children, little kids, ain't got no choice, that are in the backpack program alone.
Right, that are in our childhood
That's
hunger programs.
Just that program.
Just that.
Not counting the many others that you do. What I'm highlighting here is the need, not just the need for the food stuff, but the volunteers, the donations. There's a huge need, and it's just getting bigger.
We have such a need because with every nonprofit, we all have this issue. It takes money to make the world go around. It takes money for our nonprofits to operate. You know, if we can have volunteers come in and take some of that load and help us out, you know, packing boxes of food to go out to rural communities, helping pull orders for our pantries that are coming in and that we're sending out into the communities with food. Packing the backpacks for kids that we send out every week. It takes volunteers to help us do all of that because we have a very small team, just like most other nonprofits here in Texarkana. You know, I average between 9 and 10 employees, and that's on the high side.
Right.
And we all wear multiple hats already. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's plate is full. I mean, I'm so blessed with a great team. We couldn't do it without those volunteers.
You know, speaking of blessed, we were talking earlier, Mission Texarkana, we do two old men and a dog coffee.
Yes.
We've got our own coffee blend and we sell that and the proceeds go to Mission Texarkana. I went to Walmart yesterday evening when I left here and I walked in the door and I did and I in my mind, I said this to myself, what do I want? And to sit here and think, I walked inside this grocery store looking around and said, what do I want? Knowing that I can go pick out what I want to eat for dinner tonight. I'm blessed in that. We're all so blessed. Anybody that can do that, that's huge. Bigger than you know.
And you take it for granted.
You do.
And you don't think about it until you're faced with a situation with people who don't have that choice. When I get some of the surveys back from the kids
that
are on the backpack program, exactly. We do mid-year surveys through the schools with their teachers, and some of them are in their handwriting. It's misspelled. You know, letters are crooked, but it just, you know, it warms your heart. I read them, I laugh, I cry, you know, and I save this and I put it up. And
Hide it so they can have it.
And one even said, my favorite thing about the backpack program, getting this, is that I get to eat one thing at a time and enjoy it. Be a luxury, that tells you a lot about
Miss Camille, I'm so proud of the work you do. We're going to play a game.
Okay.
You want to play a game against JW?
Sure. I'm pretty competitive, so.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah, he's not. So yeah. You've got this. I wanted to play a game called Steakhouse or Gay Bar.
We chose not to do that.
You did.
Yeah.
But I got these names.
Not as PC.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, I got these names, and then I was going to have you just choose, is that a steakhouse or a gay bar?
Well,
we're going to play this game. Maybe we'll put it in a podcast.
Okay.
So since we were talking about the different generations and millennials and boomers.
Gen Xers.
Zennials.
That's what I fall into, apparently.
That's right. JW thought this game, Slogan Off.
Classic edition.
Would be, well, you know, we got classic and modern. We're going to have to do both.
Oh, well, okay. So I won't do so well on the modern.
Okay, boomer.
So I'll have to think back to the, yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna.
These are gonna. You got this. Okay. You got this.
We're gonna start off with the. We're gonna ask her, because she's a Xennial. How about we do it this way? We ask her the classic slogans. We ask you for the new ones.
That's a good thing, because I've already seen. I've already seen the classics. I know the answers.
All right. You ready, Miss Camille?
They're not. There's one hard one.
I'm ready. You're up first.
You can do this.
And basically, I give you a slogan. You tell me the brand, what it is.
Okay.
The King of Beers.
Bud Light.
Budweiser, that's good.
Budweiser, that's close enough.
Yep.
Finger licking good.
KFC.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
I told you.
Look, Ma, no cavities.
Crest.
Yep.
So far, you're 3 for 3.
Here comes the hard one, I think.
This one's kind of hard.
Yeah, I didn't know this one.
Think small.
I'm going to give you a hint. It may not help.
It might be too classic for me.
It's a car. Small.
A bug.
Car.
Oh, okay. VW bug.
There you go, God, Volkswagen. Okay. All right.
You really helped me out.
So that's 3.5.
She's doing good.
We'll give you a
She's doing really good.
Half a point on that. Finally, the last one, the Uncola.
The Uncola. Pepsi.
No. No. Think not dark.
Clear.
Sprite.
7 up.
Seven Close. Up. Okay.
Seven up.
You got 3.5 out of 5.
That's good.
Okay, yeah.
That's very good.
JW?
I'm not going to know any of these.
I didn't watch as much TV as I thought I did.
And these are new ones. I'm all about the classic.
All right, JW.
Okay.
We're in it together.
We're in it together. I have no idea.
Give him the answer.
Give me the answer.
It's a networking thing. LinkedIn.
Oh.
See. All right. Here's the next one,
JW. She's
going to
beat the pants off me. All right.
Let's put smart... to work.
Is that some kind of Intel or something like that?
Intel? It's not Intel, but it's...
Close. IBM.
Oh. That used to be Big Blue, wasn't it, IBM back then?
That's what I like. You know this one.
I do?
Maybe.
That's what I like. Is it a food?
It's a food group. A soda. It's a soda. That's what I like.
I've already said it.
Pepsi.
Yes. All right, JW, make more of what's yours.
That's got to be some kind of financial thing. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Edward Jones.
Chase Bank.
Okay.
Finally, and we've discussed this before. We've talked about this.
I've slept since then.
Well, we've talked about this before, but here's the slogan for the brand.
Okay.
Enjoy the go.
Enjoy the go?
Charmin. Toilet paper, you know, where the bears.
Go to the bathroom. Okay.
Those were hard.
Yes.
We were talking about the bears from their TV commercials.
Yeah, enjoy the guy. Okay,
the underwear's laying on the floor, and they're like, I'm not picking it up.
Yeah.
I'm not picking it up. But none of them are wearing underwear.
it's the teddy bears.
I'm just
how old I am. Charmin would be Mr. Whipple. Don't squeeze the Charmin.
That's the one I remember.
Yeah,
but Camille wins.
I knew the classics better than I did the new ones.
So. I don't know the new ones.
Awesome. Now, Miss Camille, tell us, how can somebody volunteer for Harvest to get a hold of you? Yeah,
they can call our number at 870-774-1398. We have one general number, and whoever answers knows how to take a volunteer information and put them to work. And we have people who want to come in once a week. They've got spare time. They want to come in multiple times in the week. We've got people who want to come in with a student group one time or, you know, every few months. And we've got something for everyone.
Doesn't really matter. You'll take them.
We'll take them. That's right.
And really, when you're volunteering down at Harvest, a lot of it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. It's not real hard work or anything. So it's
a lot of times we'll have friendly competition.
Yeah,
you know, we might have, you know, a management group from one company come in and do a mobile pantry packing, and we'll have some friendly competition to see how many boxes they could do versus this other company that came in last week.
Competitive.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you so much for coming and being a part of our show today.
Thank you again for having me.
Will you come back again?
Absolutely. We'd love to talk about what we do.
All right. We love Harvest Texarkana. Thank you so much. 103.9, 98.5.
He talks about it all the time.
Miss Camille, we was running her off, but then we got to talking about.
Well, she had something that we forgot to talk about.
We got to talking about some other stuff. Yeah, we got to talking about some other stuff.
He calls it food insecure, and you said hidden hunger. Same thing.
It is.
Similar.
Yeah. Similar. Food insecure, that means you're trying to juggle all of
your bills,
the things, all the necessities, and And sometimes the food ball gets dropped.
You know, with 2 weeks left in the month or a week and a half, you know, it's they've bought it, but now we're coming to the end of the month or a few days from payday. That's the food insecure.
Yeah.
Hidden.
That can range from homelessness, someone who's homeless,
who's
working poor or has a sudden illness or accident that has depleted their savings. Mm-hmm. We've had people say they've gone from Whole Foods to Food Lion in a matter of a few months because of one thing that was the domino.
We are so, all of us, every one of us, so very fragile. One diagnosis, one car accident, one company goes out of business, whatever. Just one thing. One thing could put any of us in that position.
And that's what we call the hidden hunger. Mm-hmm. The hunger that, you know, might be next door, down the street, or, you know, someone who you see them and you think, oh, they look like they could be my bank teller. You don't know that they're struggling, really struggling, you know, to make that house payment and put groceries on the table. They're not out there, you know, with the sign. They're not, you know, at home. They're not what you typically picture. But there's more of those people that we serve than any others out there.
And again, just to kind of run down how the demographic is so diverse, it's elderly. Some are just ill. It's not just homeless or addicts or drunks. It's people that are doing the best they can.
I mean, you feel bad for anybody that's hungry, but especially
the children.
Like you were saying earlier, the small kids or the elderly who are not out there earning a living anymore, but they need, but sometimes they can't provide.
Right.
Well, I'm putting out a plea. I'm begging volunteers, donations for Harvest Texarkana Food Bank. It's Harvest. Here, hold on. I wrote it down a while ago.
Yeah. Can you read?
Oh, here, let me get my readers. You were making fun of them. I don't need them. HarvestRegionalFoodBank.org.
Yeah.
Harvest, and we're going to put up a blog post and share that on the websites and all the groups around here.
Thank you.
HarvestRegionalFoodBank.org or call 870-774-1398.
You know, the way I look at it.
Anybody that answers can answer the questions and
point you in the right direction. Right.
You know how sometimes you're like, if you get too busy or you're so busy you forget to eat lunch or something like that and you get late in the day and you start feeling bad and you're going, I'm feeling bad. And then you realize you didn't eat. And then you think about that, somebody having to go through that every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or a child having to try and...
Trying to study.
Trying to do schoolwork. Yeah,
trying to sleep.
Focused. Yes. And they feel so bad because they didn't eat anything or they didn't eat enough. And we just go one time without eating and we think, how bad
it's happening. Yeah. It's happening. It's happening a lot. And it's happening here in Texarkana. It's happening all across... You serve 10 counties.
We do.
How many? 10 or 11?
10 counties.
10 counties.
And Arkansas is number 2 in the nation for childhood hunger. Mm-hmm. Texas is in the top 10, I believe number 6. Our state, Arkansas's average of childhood hunger is actually lower than our 9 counties in Arkansas. Our 9 counties have a higher food insecurity rate, a higher poverty rate overall, and childhood hunger rate, because outside of Miller County, it's pretty rural. We have some pretty rural areas and low-income areas that we serve.
Well, before we really run you off, as Jeff said, is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you wanted to?
Well, I think we had talked among ourselves about the college pantries, the high school pantries that are set up kind of like grocery stores.
Oh, cool.
And it's really exciting. We were able to pilot a couple of high school pantries last year. Now we're piloting college pantries. One, the Eagle Pantry at Texas A&M. The other is the Iron Horse Pantry at University of Arkansas at Hope.
Yep.
And they're all set up like grocery stores, like markets. They can go in. They can select items for themselves. It also includes household items. You know, some things that, you know, not just food.
Cleaning supplies.
Maybe some soap and shampoo.
You know, and that is also important. You know, these kids that are in high school, if they need food, they also need those things too. And to me, a kid that is clean and looks good, feels good, and is well fed does things with pride. And you know, when they have pride in themselves. And
all right, Miss, but you will come back.
I'll come back because I have a lot more.
Always. Please.
More where that came from.
We want you to.
This podcast brought to you by two old men and a morning show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from two old men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog.